I read your book a couple of years ago, and sadly, I've grown up my entire life an Islanders fan, which is kind of sad. But but I mean, I always had a soft spot for all of those players on the Flames, man, that you played with, Joe Nieuwendyk, you, Ali Mack. I mean, you were just like one of these great players growing up. There's not a lot of pointed game NHL players throughout their entire career. You're one of them. And the thing that I loved about the book was that just regardless of whatever came your way and whatever problems you had along the way, you always found a way to overcome them. So
yes.
It's not that it's necessarily going to be a problem, but when this album is released on October 23rd, people are going to say, this is a great hockey player. I don't know, like, why should I listen to his album? So
yeah,
why should they listen to your album?
Well, because I think that the majority of my struggles in my lifetime and my issues that I've had, I would say the majority of people share in those same struggles and those same problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is that, you know, something that I struggled with my whole entire life, where I felt that I was alone and I felt that it was sort of uncommon,
mm-hmm.
What I realize is that it's the most common thing that happens to people, and that my experience is a shared experience with the majority of, you know, the people that live on the earth, that nobody's immune to trauma. Nobody or everybody has experienced some sort of traumatic experience in their childhood, which has caused them to, you know, grow up and have problems, you know, in their adult lives and addictions, relationship stuff and all that. And, you know, through my music, you know, I'm trying to inspire people to be better than, and stop living in their trauma and start to, you know, to really live their lives and enjoy their lives, because, through struggle, you know, that's what we discover, is that, you know, there is more to life than just what I've experienced up until that point in my life, and I can get rid of all of that and, you know, go on to try and do things that are out of the ordinary, which inspire people.